Yeah, I think just a total team win. I think, you know, we really fed off of each other. I know offensively, watching our defense, you know, attack like that really fired us up. And for us, it wasn't always pretty, but, you know, like I've said this year, when we get that first down and we get moving, it's tough to stop us. Yeah, I guess so. I think even going back to my time in this offense in New England, it's kind of the MO, and then you pick your shots where they are and just try to take what the defense gives you.
Does it make any difference to you mentally to know you are the guy?
No, I think for me, never, but really I think for me, with all the experiences I've been through, I'm literally taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, just trying to be where my feet are. Don't worry about the next week. Don't worry about the next play. Worry about the play I'm playing and then move on. And that's really what I've tried to do.
But have you thought about that you don't have to look over your shoulder for the first time?
No, I don't really look at it that way because it is a results league. You know, if we go lose, I mean, there's always someone that's there to take your job. And I think that's just the way this league is. And that's the way my career has been. And I'm not going to look at it any differently now. Yeah, I think, you know, we knew coming in, I knew that Nate was going to have a big day. I mean, playing against his old team, he was fired up. So to get him that one, it was an incredible catch. And, you know, to complete the catch to the ground was awesome. And then Hop, that's just Hop being Hop. You know, it's one-on-one, throw it up. And he has such good ball skills and knows when to jump that, you know, I'm never going to pass those up. Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, going into the bye week, I mean, you want to go in feeling good. And, you know, it's even a little bit of a longer bye because our next game is not until Monday night. So, you know, had we lost, I mean, that would have been a long time to just sit there and think negatively about it. So I think to come in positively, go out there this week and get some extra work against Cincinnati, you know, and get us headed in the right direction for the second half of the season. It was really a must win. Just, you know, the plays. I mean, you know, so, like, you know, I think, you know, we talked about it last week. Is there ever really an actual, you know, answer for that? No, it's just going out and executing. And sometimes, you know, this is the NFL. The other team's pretty good, too. And you just got to keep, you know, going. And I think that's really been my mentality all along, ever since I started back playing. And I think as an offense, we're getting better at that, where if it doesn't work out, so what? We go back out there the next series and we give our best. And then eventually, like I said, when we get that first down, we get it going. So I think it was important for us. Obviously, we talked all week about trying to start fast. I think we did a good job of, well, it didn't start fast for us, but we hung in there and we kept going. We didn't get down. We didn't really ride the wave. We just kind of stayed even. And it wasn't always pretty, but we got it done. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously for me, my number one goal is always to protect the football. So going against a defense like that, some good pass rushers, get the ball out quick, you know, doing things better, I think I can get us into some better plays. They played a little more zone than we had expected, and that's on me to then, therefore, get us into the right play. All right, thanks.